Yamunati Ravanachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Jayam Vishnupad Paramhams Parivrajakacharya Shrotrasya Srimatabhai Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jayam Vishnupad Paramhams Parivrajakacharya Shrotrasya Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrind Ki Jai Namachari Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivrind Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Braj Bhumi Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Srimati Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai Samvet Gaur Bhaktivrind Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol All glories to assembled devotees All glories to assembled devotees All glories to assembled devotees All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 25, Text 36. Jeeva Jeevani Vinirmukto Guneshasha Sambhavai Mayeva Brahmana Purno Nabahir Nantarascharet Jeeva Jeevani Vinirmukto Guneshasha Sambhavai Mayaiva Brahmana Purno Nabahir Chantarashare Jeeva Jeeva Vinirmukto Guneshasha Sambhavai Mayaiva Brahmana Purno Nabahir Nantarashare Jeevaha, the living entity. Jeeva Vinirmuktaha, freed from the subtle conditionings of material consciousness. Gunehi, from the modes of nature. Cha, and. Ashay Sambhavaihi, which have manifested in his own mind. Maya, by me. Eva, indeed. Brahmana, by the Supreme Absolute Truth. Purnaha, made full in satisfaction. Na, not. Bahihi, in the external sense gratification. Na, nor. Antaraha, in the internal remembrance of sense gratification. Charet, he should wander. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Freed from the subtle conditionings of the mind and from the modes of nature born of material consciousness, the living entity becomes completely satisfied by experiencing my transcendental form. He no longer searches for enjoyment in the external energy, nor does he contemplate or remember such enjoyment within himself. Purport. The human form of life is a rare opportunity for achieving spiritual liberation in Krishna consciousness. Lord Krishna has elaborately described in this chapter the characteristics of the three modes of nature and the transcendental situation of Krishna consciousness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered us to take shelter of the holy names of Lord Krishna, by which process we can easily transcend the modes of nature and begin our real life of loving devotional service to Lord Krishna. Thus ends the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to the 11th canto, 25th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Three Modes of Nature and Beyond. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namostute, Tapta Kanchana, Gaurangi, Radhe, Brinda, Vaneshwari, Vrishabhano, Sute, Devi, Pranamami, Hari, Priye, Vansha, Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripa, Sindhubhya, Evacha, Patitanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha, Namo Vishnupadaya, Krishna Prishthaya, Bhutale, Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shutarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Welcome everyone to our Srimad Bhagavatam class. Seeking blessings from all the devotees, senior devotees and everyone here so that I can speak something for my own purification. So in this chapter, Lord Krishna has described the modes of nature so that he can establish the transcendental position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And that's why he has described so many qualities of the modes. And he has also said that how Krishna is beyond the modes of this material world. So Prabhupada writes in the translation, disciples of Prabhupada write, freed from the subtle conditionings of the mind and the modes of material nature, born of material consciousness, living entity becomes completely satisfied by experiencing my transcendental form. So when the living entity comes in this world, because of the rebellious mentality of the to the Supreme Lord, so the independence is never taken away from the living entity. And the Satantrata Ratna, which a jiva has, it is always with him. And Lord has created this material world to purify our desires of lording it over the material world. And therefore, when a living entity comes into this world, there are a sequence of events which follow. First, he starts misidentifying himself. That is the first thing which happens. He forgets his constitutional position, that I am servant of Krishna, and then starts identifying himself as the controller. And then he gets covered by the mantles of false ego. Then slowly the subtle and the gross body is formed. And more the layers are getting covered on the living entity, the more his desire to enjoy this material world becomes more and more strong. One time Srila Prabhupada was, Japata Kamaraj, he was sharing that when he was with Prabhupada in Montreal. So Prabhupada was there in the temple in his room, and he saw there was one cockroach, roaming in the room. So Prabhupada, he picked up that cockroach with his hand and opened the window and threw it outside. And he said, "Here I am giving you the whole world, now you enjoy it." So Jayapataka Maharaj was saying that we are like that cockroach who are trying to create disturbance in Krishna Leela. So that's why we have been thrown here, so that we can enjoy and don't disturb Krishna. So that is the mentality of people in this material world, that we want to enjoy and get satisfaction in this world. But amazing thing is, even though material energy thrashes living entity very nicely, but still the hopes of sense gratification never go away. Bhagavatam describes, Chantu vaibhava etasmin yamyam yone manubrajet tasyam tasyam salabate nirvritirna virajyate. So in this world, Jantu vaibhava, in whatever species of life he may be, he finds a particular type of satisfaction in that species. Tasyam tasyam salabhate, and therefore nirvritim na virajyate. And he is never averse to being in that situation. So that is how Prabhupada writes in the purport that Maya Devi has two types of potencies, Avarana Atmika and Prakshepa Atmika. First, she covers the constitutional position and knowledge of the living entity, and then she gives another identity. Just like Chaitanya Charitamrita gives an example that when somebody enters a movie theater, so first all the lights are turned off so that we don't see anything else. So that is like avaran. And then another light goes on. And that is like prakshepatmika shakti. So the living entity, the person sitting in the theater, is focused on the screen. So similarly, living entity in this material world is focused on sense gratification, which is the prakshepatmika shakti thrown by the material energy. And Prabhupada writes that even a hog finds his stool very nice and very delicious. Prabhupada gives a very graphic example. He says, pleasure of this world is like a stool. So the pig, he likes the stool very much. Some pigs, they like wet stool because it is juicy. Some like dry stool because it is crispy. That was so that was Prabhupada's graphic way of explaining things. So then the next verse it says, Narakasthopi devayam vai napumam stektum icchati narakyam nirvirtau satyam devamaya vimohita. Narakasthopi deham vai, even if a living entity gets a place in the hellish planet, still napumam stektum icchati, he does not want to give it up. Because even in narakyam nirvirtau satyam, there is a type of happiness which he finds even in the hellish planets. That is the illusory potency of the Lord, Deva Maya Vimohita. And Prabhupada gives a famous story of Indra becoming a pig. And when Brahmaji came to take him back, he said, No, I am so busy. I have to take care of my family. My wife has just given birth to kids. They are so nice. Just look at them. So he was just not able to come out of this situation. So that's how the living entity is completely, thoroughly engrossed. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that Lord Krishna is personally conversing, give up everything is in this material world and come back to me. I shall give you protection. But we do not agree to that proposal. And we think we are quite all right. There is some problem in this world, but that's okay, I can handle that problem. One time Shyamalan Prabhu was telling that how a living entity thinks that whatever happiness he is getting is the topmost and other people are competing with him for that happiness. So once he was sitting on the platform, railway platform, waiting for the local train, and he saw, and somebody had coughed a thick sputum. It was lying on the platform. So one crow came and started eating that sputum. And as he's eating, he's looking here and there. You know, so Shyamalan Prabhu was thinking, he was looking here and there as if others are competing to take that sputum. You know. So that is how living entities in this world, whatever abominable happiness he gets, he thinks that is the best happiness. You know. And that's how living entity is satisfied in the material happiness, but at the same time he is not satisfied with whatever he gets. You know. And today's media industry and advertising industry is increasing all the more the dissatisfaction you know, people experience. That's why Prabhupada would call modern universities as slaughterhouses. You know. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written very nice bhajan. He says, Jada vidya jata mayara vaibhav tomara bhajane vadha moha janmiya anitya samsare jiva ke karaye gadha. You know. So, because somebody takes a modern education and works so hard that living entity works like a donkey. So few animals are celebrated in Bhagavatam. You know, donkey, camel, asses, pigs and dogs. So they are really given all bad words. Prabhupada was speaking in one class and he was sharing that on this ass mentality of a materialist. He is saying that asses, they work very hard, although there are lots of grass available everywhere, but still the washerman will put loads and loads of you know cloths on him, and he will work very hard whole day. And at the end of the day, he'll get just few morsels of grass which is available anywhere, and he is happy. You know, that's why he is so dull that he is called Vaishakhanandan. You know, as we have heard many times, that he is so dull that he cannot understand what type of happiness is the actual happiness. You know. So what is the secret of being satisfied in this world? So that we'll be discussing. So few things we'll discuss that. First we'll see what people, whatever they think in this world gives satisfaction. Is that real satisfaction? People think wealth, knowledge, recognition, fame, power, relations, all these things they give satisfaction in this world. But can wealth give us actual satisfaction? You know, many of the top business professionals, they have lots of problems with you know, depression. You know, because people, they work very hard. More money means more wants. And then more wants means we have to work more, all the more. You know. And then people who are on the top fields, they remain isolated from the other people in the society. So there is a whole system of work, watch and shop. You know. So this is what people are doing. They work and then they come back and they watch television. And then their desire increases, then they go and shop and the cycle goes on, you know. So Bhagavatam describes all this, summarizes the mentality behind wealth. Whatever people do in the pursuit of earning wealth, it gives only misery. Arthasya sadhane siddhe utkarshe rakshane vyai nashopabhog ayashas trasas chinta bhramoninam. Arthasya sadhane, in the way of acquiring money, and even after acquiring money, utkarshay, to increase the money, rakshane, to protect the money, vyaye, even to spend the money, nasho upabhog, ayashas. In all these things, people experience tras, chinta and bhram. Intense distress, anxiety and illusion. So that is how wealth does not give satisfaction. You know? And as we have heard the story of a person, king, he was going with his minister and he saw a farmer who was happy, satisfied. So he asked his minister, so how is this that I am so anxious to maintain my kingdom and everything, but this farmer, he has nothing but still he is happy. So minister says, sir, because he is not the member of 99 club. No. So then the king said, what is this 99 club? So he said, please give me 99 gold coins, then I'll tell you. So he said, okay, take. So then he put that 99 gold coins And then this farmer, he got that bag full of gold coins. He took it back home and he counted. It was 99. He said, no, it cannot be 99. It should be 100. So then he started working all the more harder and harder. Then he started fighting with his wife, not taking care of the children. And after 1 month, the king came back with his minister and he saw this farmer who was so happy and satisfied, he was looking very distressed. So the king said, "Arey minister, what has happened to this person?" So he said, "Now, my sir, he has become the member of 99 club. So all the people in this world, they are just trying to increase wealth, but they are becoming member of the 99 club. So wealth cannot give satisfaction. Can power in this world give satisfaction? We see in the story of King Nahusha. When he became the king of the heaven, Indra, he had everything, but still he was not satisfied. He then wanted wife of Indra also, Shachi Devi. And the result was he himself got destroyed. Can sense gratification give us satisfaction? Because people in this world, they whatever they do, it is for sense gratification. So Chaitanya Charitamrita says this wonderful thing. He says, pleasures of this world, they are many times unattainable. And even if we somehow attain it, they are unpalatable. Because we don't get the happiness what we want. And even if we get the happiness what we wanted, it is unretainable. We cannot sustain it. We cannot retain it. So it is unpalatable, unattainable, unpalatable and unretainable. And the famous example of the person who has everything but still he was unsatisfied is Hiranyakashipu. Saitam nirjit kaku bekarad vishayan priyan yathopajosham bhunjano natripyat ajitendriyaha. Nirjit kakub, he had everything, ekrat, vishayan priyan. He wanted to enjoy sense gratification to the fullest. And he had everything. Yathopajosham bhunjana, whatever he wanted, he got. Still, natripyat ajitendriya. Still, he was not satisfied because he was uncontrolled in his senses. Sense gratification cannot give satisfaction in this world. So can the family members, relatives, they give satisfaction? So Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj, he very strongly describes the condition of a person who is in the material world, engrossed in taking care of the family members. He says, katham priyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasyam ruchiram shamantran suritsutatsne ashita shishunam kalaksharanam anurakta chittah. He says that how can a person in the family life be satisfied, because although he has everything, he has a loving wife and who speaks very sweetly in isolated place, in lonely place with him, and he had small children who speak in broken voice and it looks very beautiful to the person, but still he is not satisfied. He says, putran smaramsta duhitra chintaya bhratre swasrirva pitrao cha dino grihan manogya ruparichadamsha vrittischa kulya prashubhritya vargan. He always constantly remembers about his son, putran smarams, duhitra about his daughter, bhratri about his brothers, relatives, everything he keeps on remembering, how I will maintain them, his old parents, pitarau cha dino, and in this way he is always engrossed in their thoughts. And then at last he says, tyajeta koshat kridveha mana karmani lobhat avitripta kamaha aupasthya jahivam bahumanyamana katam virajyeta duranta moha. He says, just like a silkworm builds a cocoon around itself and dies, similarly a family man, a person engaged in the only householder mentality, griha medhi, he weaves a cocoon around himself and cannot ask about self-realization. And therefore, avitripta kama, he is never satisfied. That's how relatives and relations in this world cannot give as much satisfaction as is expected. Can welfare work give us satisfaction? Because people think if we do welfare work, we'll be happy and satisfied. And the famous example of the person who was the best welfare worker was Vyasadeva. He wanted to do everything just for the welfare of people in general. Bhautikanam cha bhavanam shakti rasam cha tatkritam. He worked, he saw bhautikanam cha bhavanam. He wanted to do welfare for people in general because he saw that people in Kali Yuga, they have less age, they are less intelligent. So therefore, durmedhan rashitayusha, unfortunate, durbhagams cha janan vikshya, muni divyena chakshusha. So durbhagadi, he saw that people in this world, they are unfortunate. That's why he compiled whole literatures, Vedas. But still he was not satisfied. You know. So can study of Vedas give satisfaction? You know, because people think if we study Vedas, we'll be happy. You know, Vidura tells to Maitreya. He says, I have heard everything about Vedas from Vyasadev. I am not satisfied with that. He says, Paravaresham Bhagavam Smratani Shrutani me vyasa mukhadapikshnam atripnuma shulla sukhavahanam teshamrite krishna kathamritoghat. So he says, oh my lord, oh my dear Maitreya, I have heard everything I have heard from Vyasadeva, vyasa mukhad, but still atripnuma, but still I am not satisfied with all that. Therefore, please, what is the solution? Only Krishna katha can give me satisfaction. Can liberation give us satisfaction? Even after getting liberated, all the liberated souls who are on the Brahman platform, they also fall down. Bhagavatam very clearly describes. Aruhya krichrena param padam tata patanti adha. So all these things cannot give satisfaction to us in this world. So if all these things cannot give satisfaction, so where do we find satisfaction? You know. So first is, because we are exposed to so much of sense gratification in this world, all the desires, they keep on entering like rivers in the ocean, but we have to be like tortoise, you know. Yada samaharate chayam kurmonganiva. When the sense gratification, the desires, they enter, we should not explore the sense objects, but be very, very restricted in taking in the prospects of sense gratification, you know. And just, therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita says very nicely, self-control is best maintained by avoiding situations that require self-control. You know. So if we want to maintain self-control, we should not go to those places where we have to control our senses. You know. So that's why, just saying no to sense gratification is not enough. We have to develop the higher taste also. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinaha. Rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. So spiritually should be like an ocean. Even though rivers enter in the ocean, the ocean does not overflow. You know. And that's why Bhagavad Gita very clearly describes the formula for happiness. Nasti buddhir ayuktasya nacha ayuktasya bhavana nacha bhavayata shantir ashantasya kuta sukham. Those who do not engage their mind in spiritual consciousness, they cannot remain peaceful. And those who cannot remain peaceful, ashantasya kuta sukham, they cannot be happy in this world. You know. So therefore, we have to bring our consciousness from material level to spiritual level, and that too we have to focus on Krishna's holy name, form, pastimes, lila. That can give us real satisfaction. Just like when you water the root of the tree, everything gets nourished. So that's how, if Krishna is pleased, then it will give satisfaction to everyone. One time, one of the Prabhupada disciples, Revatinanda Prabhu, was sharing that Prabhupada was in Calcutta temple and they had made very beautiful garland for deities with all champak and other flowers. And there was a window behind deities. So from that, sun rays would come, and when Prabhupada was sitting and giving class, he saw that few bumblebees, they came, and they were sitting on the garland of deities. So then Prabhupada said, when those black bees come, that means Krishna is pleased with the deity worship, you know. And when Krishna is satisfied, of course here it cannot come. So that's how gopis, they were also satisfied just serving Krishna. They had no other thought. Whatever they were doing, they were just focused on pleasing Krishna. Yadohane vahanane mathanopalepa Prinking khanar parudito kshanamar janado. So whatever they were doing, either they were milking cows, they were churning butter, they were smearing cow dung, whatever they were doing, they were just focused on Krishna. And another thing we should do is we should remember our fortune. Because many times we think we are not satisfied because we don't know what we have got. As it is said, satisfaction is the realization of how blessed you are for what you have. So that's how we have to keep on reminding ourselves that whatever we have got, coming to Krishna consciousness is the best fortune we have. Even Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was feeling unsatisfied, thinking that, oh, after hearing whole Narasimha Leela, pastime of Narasimha Dev appearing for one devotee Prahlad, Yudhishthira Maharaj thinks, aray, for one person, whole incarnation is there. What is the hope for me? Narad Muni tells him, Duyam niloke batabhuri bhaga lokam punana munayo bhiyanti yesham grihana vasatiti sakshat gudam param brahma manushya lingam. Yuyam niloke batabhuri bhaga. In all the human society, you are the most fortunate. Because that Supreme Personality, just to take darshan of Him, even sages, they are doing tapasya for thousands of years, but still they cannot see. And that Supreme Personality is residing in your home and doing all the services. So that's why you are most fortunate. So therefore, Krishna Katha and pastimes of Krishna can only satisfy the mind and senses completely. Darshananno de drikshunam dehi bhagavatarchitam rupam bhagavatam rupam priyatamam swanam sarvendriya gunanjanam. The form of the Lord, it is very dear to the devotees and it can satisfy sarvendriya gunanjanam. All the senses can get satisfied by hearing Krishna Katha and engaging in service of the Lord. Kaviraj Goswami also describes about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Gosaira Leela Amrite Radhar Sarvendriya Tripta Hoye Shravane Yahar. Just by hearing pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is like the river of nectar, Sarvendriya Tripta Hoye, all the mind and senses can completely get satisfied. So we see how Krishna Katha can satisfy every senses. All mind and all the senses are satisfied by hearing Krishna Katha. So how Krishna Katha satisfies the mind? So first canto describes how Narad Muni, when he saw darshan of the Lord, what was the experience he had as a small Narada boy? He says, Rupam Bhagavato Yattat Manah Kantam Shuchapaham. Manah Kantam Shuchapaham. Manah Kantam means that which can satisfy all the agitations of the mind. Only Krishna's beauty can satisfy the agitations of the mind. Otherwise, beauty of this world increases the agitation of the mind. But the beauty of Krishna satisfies, as Rukmini Devi also says, Shrutva Gunan Bhuvana Sundara Shrinvatam Te Nirvishya Karna Vivarai Harato Angatapam. Harato Angatap. Just by hearing about you, just by meditating on you, my Angatap has decreased. All the agitations of the mind has gone. So that is how mind can be satisfied by focusing on Krishna. One person came to Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, you are telling that you should chant loudly, but I think scripture says you should chant in mind. So Prabhupada didn't say anything. Then whole class was over. Then it was time to distribute prasad. So then Prabhupada told him, the person was distributing prasad. He said, don't give him, he'll eat mentally, Then he said, no, Swamiji, chanting is also okay. So that's how Krishna can satisfy the mind. Krishna's beauty can satisfy the hankering to see all that is beautiful in this world. As we see here the story of Dhanurdas. He was, as the procession of Ranganath was going on, so he was absorbed in seeing the beauty of a lady. But when Ramanujacharya, he called him, he said, see, I am connoisseur of beauty. If you show me something better than this, I'll see that form. So Ramanujacharya, he called him next day and by his mercy, he showed him the beautiful eyes of the Lord. And from that day on, he became completely devoted to the Supreme Lord. So that's how beauty of the Lord can give complete satisfaction. Saita madhurya sar anya siddhi nahi tar tiho madhuryadi gunakhani. Ar sab prakashe tar datta guna bhase yate yata prakash karya jani. Saita Madhurya Sar. Krishna's beauty is the essence of all that is beautiful. Anya Siddhi Nahitar. It is the quintessence of all the beauty which is available in this world. Tiho Madhuryadi Guna Khani. Krishna is the mine of all the transcendental qualities. So that's how we can be satisfied seeing the beautiful form of the Lord. You know. That's why Prabhupada also would sometimes, many times, read his own books. Some of the Prabhupada disciples, Bhagavat Prabhu, he was sharing that once Prabhupada was quoting, giving a class, so he asked, can you quote this verse? And he and Tamal Krishna was, he was sitting, they both were sitting and nobody could tell the verse. And they were looking at each other. So then Prabhupada said, you should read my books like law books. You should know everything, all the verses, important verses you should know. And so then Prabhupada said, even I read my books, you know. And do you know why I read my books? So they did not want to venture, you know, speculate. So then they didn't say anything. He said, then Prabhupada said, because every morning when I sit here to write my books, Krishna personally comes and dictates to me what to write. I just take dictation from Krishna and that's all. So that was Prabhupada. He was always satisfied hearing Krishna Katha and speaking Krishna Katha. So Krishna Katha can satisfy the mind, can satisfy the eyes, can satisfy the ears also. We want to hear so many beautiful things in this world, but Krishna Katha can satisfy the hankerings to hear anything in this world. As Parikshit Maharaj says, Yena Yena Avatarena Bhagavan Hari Ishwaraha Karoti Karna Ramyani Manogyani Chana Prabhu. So he says, O Parikshit, O Shukdev Goswami, please keep on describing whatever pastimes Krishna has performed. Yen yen avatarena. In whatever incarnations Krishna has performed pastimes, please tell me. Because karna karoti karna ramyani, the pastimes of the Lord, they are very, very pleasing to hear. So that's how Krishna can satisfy the hankerings to hear something nice, you know. Kaviraj Goswami says, Chaitanya Charita Amrite Yamrite Rasindhu Karnama Na Tripta Hoy Yara Ek Bindu. Chaitanya Charita Amrite Amrite Rasindhu. It can satisfy all the hankerings of Karna and Mana. Mind and ear can completely get satisfied just by a drop of this nectar. You know. And even Krishna Katha can satisfy all the hankerings of the heart. You know. As first canto describes Shrinuta Sukatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridyantasthohi Abhadrani. Whatever contaminations is there in the heart gets satisfied. Yasmin Yatkarna Piyushe Yasas Tirthavareswakrit Shrotanjalir Paspresya Dhunute Karma Vasana. All the vasana, all the contaminations of the heart, they can be satisfied just by hearing Krishna Katha. When you make the ears as the cups of the hand and drink the nectar of Krishna Katha by putting that in your cup of the hand, we can get satisfied. Kaviraj Goswami describes about Chaitanya Charitamrit. He says, Chaitanya Lila Amritpur, Krishna Lila Sukarpur, Duhe Mili Hoye Sumadhurya, Sadhu Guru Prasade Tahai Aswade, Sei Jane Madhurya Prachur. Chaitanya Lila is ocean of nectar, Amritpur. Krishna Lila Sukarpur. It is like adding camphor in that sweet rice. Duhe mili hoye sumadhurya. And when sweet rice is mixed with camphor, it is all the more intoxicating. And how can we get that? Sadhu guru prasade. By mercy of guru and by mercy of the devotees. So that's how Krishna can satisfy the hankerings of the heart. Krishna can satisfy the hankerings of the tongue also in the form of mahaprasad, you know. Prabhupada was once there was a Dwadashi day and devotees had fasted on Ekadashi. Next day Prabhupada was personally distributing prasad. So one devotee asked, you know, he was newcomer, so he asked, Swamiji, is this offered? You know. So Srila Prabhupada, as he was giving, he took away. He said, you can fast, you know. So in Chaitanya Charitamrit, Kaviraj Goswami describes the, you know, power and the sweetness of the taste of Krishna Prasad. He says, Prabhu kahe ei sab hai prakrita dravya, aikshva karpur marich ilaichi lavanga gavya. He says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing the, you know, ingredients of prasad. He says all these are prakrit. Everybody has tasted all these ingredients before also. You know, aikshua means, sugar, he says sugar. Aikshua, karpur is camphor, and then ilaichi, lavang, all these things people have already tasted. Prakrit vastur sabara anubhav, all these people have tasted all this, but sei dravya yasvad gandha lokatit aswad koriya dekh sabar pratit. But when you offer it to Krishna, it has a special extraordinary fragrance and taste, you know. And he says aswad rahe dur yar gandhe ma te man apana vina anne madhure karaye vismaran. Just forget about tasting, just by smelling the fragrance one can get intoxicated. And one cannot remember anything apart from eating Krishna prasad. That's how Krishna can satisfy hankerings of the tongue also. One time Tamal Krishna Maharaj was there with Prabhupada in Rishikesh, and it was in winter season. So then Prabhupada told Tamal Krishna Maharaj, I need Ganga Jal, you know. So they were on the second floor. Tamal Krishna Maharaj jumped directly from the second floor in Ganga there. And he brought a lota of jal, Ganga jal, and Prabhupada drank one glass and he said, yes, satisfied. And he said, then he ordered, he said, you know, now it is cold season, you know, winter, so you should go out and get kachoris and jalebis, you know. And he said, because one shop in Rishikesh was famous for kachoris and jalebis. So then Prabhupada said that actually hot jalebis is a cure for sore throat. Don't ask me after that. So, not from Sevastan. So he said, because now it is cold and we must get hot jalebis, you know. And then he said, and actually Prabhupada said again, whenever you get sore throat, you should eat hot jalebis. And another time Prabhupada gave cure for dysentery. He said, you know, whenever you have dysentery, you should eat hot puris cooked in ghee right off the fire with salt, you know. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, actually, one time I was suffering and I tried this and it worked. So, this is what prasad can do. So then, Krishna Katha can satisfy all our desires also. You know, somebody may feel, okay, my mind, my senses will be satisfied, but I have so many desires. How can they will get satisfied? So, Bhagavatam describes, even Krishna can satisfy all the hankerings of the heart and desires, satisfy all the desires. Satyam dishatyarthitam arthito ninam naivartha doyat punarathitam yataha swayam vidhatte bhajatam anichchatam icchapidhanam nijapad pallavam. He says, satyam dishati, even if you have some desire, go and ask Krishna. Because it is true that Krishna fulfills whatever is asked from him. Arthitam arthito ninam. If somebody goes and asks Krishna, I want this, Krishna gives him. But there is a speciality in Krishna giving something. Naivartha doyat punarathitam yatha. He gives in such a way that the worshipper will not ask for the same thing again. So what does he do? Swayam vidhatte. He gives himself to that devotee. That devotee says, aap nahi chahiye merko. I did not worship you to get you, I wanted this. He said, no, free package. Saath mein aata hai. No, if you ask me something, I will also come with it. And that's why, because Ichhapidhanam, Lord's lotus feet, they are Ichhapidhanam. They can satisfy all the desires of the heart. Nijpada Pallam. So that's how Krishna can satisfy all our desires. You know, Kaviraj Goswami also describes very, very beautifully. He says, Krishna kahe ama bhaje mage vishay sukh. Amrit chhade vishya mage ei bada murkh. Ami vigyai murkha vishay kena diva swacharnamrit diya vishay bhulaiva. Krishna kahe ama bhaje, mera bhajan kar raha hai, what is asking for? Vishay sukh. Vishay sukh mang raha hai. Ei bada murkh, is a foolish person. But ami vigyai ei murkh, he is foolish, but I am intelligent, I will not give him sense gratification. Swacharnamrit diya vishay bhulaiva. I will give him my mercy and he'll forget all sense gratification. So that's how Krishna can satisfy all our desires also. Krishna can satisfy the entire existence of a living entity, you know. Dhautatma purusha Krishna pada mulam namunchati. Mukta sarva pariklesha pantha swasharanam yatha. Living entities in this world, they are hankering and working very hard to enjoy. But when we go to Krishna, we can completely be satisfied, you know. That's how Krishna actually appears to give satisfaction to the devotees in this world. Krishna incarnates as Bhagavatam to give satisfaction to the devotees in this world. That's why we should be always hankering to see the form of Krishna, name, form, pastimes. So now we saw how Krishna can satisfy everything. But now we will see how Krishna, nobody becomes satisfied just by hearing Krishna Katha, by hearing Naam, everything. Krishna can satisfy, but still devotee does not become satisfied. No one is satisfied seeing Krishna. Yasyananam makara kundala charu karna bhrajat kapola subhagasa vilasa hasam nityotsavam na tatripur drishbipi bantyo naryo narashamudita kupita nimescha. Yasyananam makara kundal. The lotus face of Krishna is decorated with beautiful earrings, shark shaped earrings. He had beautiful curly hairs. And Vilasa Hasam, very beautiful smiling face. Nitya Utsava. Seeing the face of the Lord is always a Utsava. Na Tratripur. Nobody can satisfy, become satisfied seeing the form of Krishna. You know, that is the beauty of Krishna. Nobody can be satisfied by hearing Krishna Katha. And sages, in whole Bhagavatam is filled with devotees telling, I am not satisfied, please tell me more. You know. Kastrupnuya tirth pado bhidhanat. Who can be satisfied hearing about you? Krishna Katha, you know. Konam ratrpye drasavit kathayam. Who can be satisfied hearing your name? So that's how. That's why Satyavrata Muni also says in Damodarashtakam. First he says, Manasya virastamalam lakshalabe. You appear in my mind. And then he says, No, you appear in front of me. Grihanesha mamagyad. I am not satisfied just by seeing you in my mind. Appear in front of me. You know, nobody can be satisfied tasting the nectar, you know, of Krishna Katha. You know, Vayam tuna vitrupyama uttama shloka vikrame yashrinavatam rasagyanam swadu swadu pade pade. Just by tasting Krishna Katha, nobody can be satisfied. You know, and even nobody can be satisfied serving Krishna. Even, and the fact is, Krishna, his glances, they give desires to serve him. Chandrika vishadasmerai saruna apang vikshitai sokarthanam ivaraja sattvabhyam srishti palakai. When you see the beautiful form of the Lord and see the eyebrows and eyes of the Lord, the glance of the Lord which is coming, it creates the desires to serve. So that is how Krishna can satisfy all our hankerings. At the same time, devotee never gets satisfied. Just like Raghunath Das Goswami, he was never satisfied. Krishna Pad Padmaganda Jejana Pai Brahma Loka Adi Sukhataran Hi Bhai. He was completely absorbed in Krishna Katha, lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Therefore, all the pleasures of this world, they were not satisfying him. Even gopis, they say, those who come and take shelter of Krishna, they give up their wretched families and themselves become wretched, you know. Yadunicharita Leela Karna Piyusha Viprut. Sakrit adan vidhuta dvandva dharma avinashta. Sapadi grihkitumbam dinam utsrijya dina bahava yavihanga bhikshu charyam charanti. Many people, they gave up their home and they are wandering like beggars in Vrindavan. So that's the power of Krishna Katha, you know. So therefore, we should be always hankering to hear Krishna Katha so that we can be freed from the hankerings of this world and be satisfied, as the translation here says. Freed from the subtle conditioning of the mind and from the modes of nature born of material consciousness, the living entity becomes completely satisfied by experiencing my transcendental form. He no longer searches for enjoyment in the external energy, nor does he contemplate or remember such enjoyment within himself. So that is the essence of this verse. We'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.